look at your knuckles. Unless you're a fist fighter, or you don't wear gloves when you sharpen your chainsaw, your knuckles look pretty good, don't they? Smooth, hard bumps on your hands that aren't really all that useful. 50,000 years ago, though, those knuckles would have been bruised and calloused and filthy because they helped you move. Knuckles were made for walking. Natural selection has seen to it that your knuckles now are good for boxing and not much else. So goes the science of Darwinism, which began transforming our understanding of knuckles and everything else in 1859. Darwin was studying the quaintly named natural world, meaning animals in the wild, but as his influence bloomed, people started believing that his organizing principle of struggle for survival could be applied to humans, too. And something called social Darwinism was right behind the origin of species. This happened so fast that a mere 20 years after the publication of Darwin's The Origin of Species, Professor Graham Sumner at Yale University was preaching, and was widely endorsed in this, that in the struggle for existence, the best equipped to prevail is the American businessman, and thus taxes and regulations serve as impediments to his success, and by extension to yours too. True story. Remind you of anyone today? Remember, this was the 1880s. You could make Sumner's points as a social Darwinist, but you could also, as a social Darwinist, argue in exactly the opposite direction, which is why the term is used pejoratively today and not used at all by any closet card-carrying social Darwinist. And never forget the rabbit holes this led us into. Eugenics, for example. Not that this was Darwin's doing. Plato advocated for selective breeding of humans as early as 400 BCE. Today, by way of genome editing, a new sense of eugenics isn't rhetorical anymore, is it? I've been thinking about all this lately, especially since International Women's Day last month, when uncountable millions of women, accompanied by a few men, came together all over the world to be together. Can you imagine men doing this every year, everywhere? The first International Women's Day was in 1911, celebrated in Western Europe. It took us a while to catch on. Here's my theory. Males have been hardwired to be aggressive. You see it in apes, you see it in humans. Why? Because they're afraid. Females, on the other hand, are naturally inclined to mediate. Why? Because they're more concerned about what's next. For men, the struggle is all about superiority. For women, the struggle is all about equality. I cannot prove that Darwinism, never mind social Darwinism, has anything to do with what I'm going to say next and last. But there's no doubt in my mind that we are closing in on a time when women will be the undisputed leaders in governance, in commerce and culture, in saving the planet. And the sooner we get there, the better. Look at your knuckles.